For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
The Star-Spangled Banner is one of the most well-known songs in the United States. It makes sense. Our national anthem is sung before many events, particularly sporting contests.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
There is no shortage of people willing to sing the anthem, said Abby Persky of the Columbia Fireflies baseball team. The Fireflies recently held auditions for performers to render the song at this summer's ball games. Persky said the team is looking for a few basic qualifications.
To start, that they know the lyrics. I know people have many a time been tripped up by the lyrics of our national anthem. And just that they can lead an audience through the song, because essentially that's what they're doing.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars
through the perilous fight.
Some people say the national anthem is a difficult song to sing. Campbell Bridgman, who came from Florence to audition, agreed with that assessment.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely ranges really, really a lot. So, you know, you're starting off in one area and ending on a completely different area. So it's definitely a hard song to sing, definitely.
O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
11-year-old Naya Fernandez looks at the anthem philosophically.
It can be a hard song because if you want to add feeling to it, then it is a hard song. But if you're just going to sing it without no feeling, then it's easy. What a song needs is feeling. That's what I feel. That's what a song is for.
Cameron Glover sings with the Called Quartet of Lexington, which has performed the anthem many times. He said there are advantages to singing with a group.
As a quartet, in my opinion, it's easier to sing because you have three other vocalists that are right there with you. Either one, if your voice tends to give out, or two, if you, like some people do, forget the lyrics. Then you can let the other three guys step in.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Tawana Hughes Thomas said she wants to sing at a ball game because she loves to sing. Like the other performers, Hughes Thomas would sing at more than one game if asked. In fact,
I would sing it at all of the games if they asked me to.
Oh, say does that Star-Spangled Banner yet wave?
The Fireflies play more than 60 home games this season, so baseball fans will get to hear a lot of homegrown talent over the summer.
O'er the land of the free and the
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.